السلام عليكم. I miss Dr. Saleh. I know he's watching. Usually he's the one who picks on me, so I'll miss him. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us benefit from this great month. I just want to share with you two points I shared with the community in Pasadena on Friday. If you are to put a plan for the month of Ramadan, I am recommending to bear two things in mind. Number one is, when you start to the end, the goal, the ultimate goal, the only goal you should focus on, that you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the goal. In order to accomplish that goal, we all need to take about a change, spiritual change, intellectual change, physical change, emotional change. All that change throughout Ramadan, if we immerse ourselves, inshallah, we'll be able to change and to improve, hoping we can rise and have our spirituality connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the two things. Our goal is to get closer to Allah. But to do that, we need to go about a change in all the aspects of who we are. With that, inshallah, I will reflect on the first chapter, which is Al-Fatiha. I don't need to tell you the reasons why. I'm sure we all know how important the Fatiha is. And I believe every time we take an attempt to get deeper into it, we can discover more of this important surah. The two famous names for it by the Prophet ﷺ, Ummul Kitab, which is the essence of the book, essence of the Quran, and the Al-Fatiha, the beginning of the book. These are the two important names for it. So I cannot, honestly, with the time that I have, I cannot go through all of it in depth. So I'm going to pick things that I believe God knows best, that important for us to capture today. Number one is, it is a Makki surah. And with all the Makki, we notice that they are succinct and short and to the point. Because the Arabs, the Meccan, were prominent in the language of Arabic. So the Quran had to impress them. That's number one. But when the Quran went to the Medina, the language changed. Although it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same source, but the audience is different. And this is a reminder to us, when we engage our children, or we engage non-Muslims, or we engage our peers at work, or our neighbors, whoever we engage, we need to really realize the audience and to assess what is the thing that we are trying to accomplish and what could resonate with them. Learning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning from the different style between the Makki and between the Medina. So that would be the first thing I wanted to talk to you about. The second thing is, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's okay for you to answer me. How many attributes of Allah you will find in the Fatiha? So what I mean by this, like, Allah is an attribute, right? Ar-Rahman is? How many?
Two.
Okay, so Allah is one, Ar-Rahman is two, Ar-Rahim is three. What else? We have two more. Maliki is four. One more? Rabb. So always remember, when you are invoking the Fatiha, there are five attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in this surah. Allah, Rabb, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik. So also another thing I wanted to share with you. We all know that there's a famous hadith that it was narrated by An-Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, because I always like to make sure that anytime you are using a hadith, always verify it. Nisa'i, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Ibn Hibban, that there's this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Prophet taught, كل امرئ ذي بال لا يبدأ ببسم الله فهو أبتر. كل أمر ذي بال. Every important matter that you don't invoke the name of Allah on it, it is missing. It is abtar, means missing something, is not complete. Have you heard this hadith before?
In another narration.
No, it's fine. This is the hadith, it's verified. So let's not. So you haven't heard it, but be aware of it. You don't have to memorize it. It's fine, but be aware of it. So I really wanted, I kept thinking, you know, yeah, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and we say Bismillah, and I wanted to know why it is that important. So I did some research and I found out there is the simple answer that everything that you in life that you're about to do, whatever you're about to do, that Allah has blessed you with it. Not necessarily that act itself, but when you are reading, who gave us the eyesight? Allah. When you are hearing something, it's Allah. So whatever you do, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, this is a ibadah. So you are moving things, a regular action, mundane action, it becomes a ibadah. It's a good answer, I liked it. But I feel it is should be deeper than that. So, and bear with me a little bit, because I'm going to spend a little time on it, because I believe it is very important for us to realize why the Prophet wanted us to invoke Bismillah almost on everything. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, no doubt for us. The people here, no doubt for us. And Allah has given us, as when He spoke to the angels, He told them, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ Khalifa. So I am putting a vicegerent on earth. In other words, I am putting someone who replaces not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, astaghfirullah, but who is a represent of Allah. So number one is we are what? Khalifa. To do what? Say it. Okay, you're warm now. So, لِيَسْتَعْمِرُكُمْ فِيهَا. We hear the word imara very often in the Quran. And which is really, it defines the big question is, what is our role? We are representative of Allah. And bear with me a little bit because this is need to be explained. We are خَلِيفَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ لِلْعِمَارَةِ. So we can build this earth. So that means, what do I mean by Khalifatullah al-Ard? What does that mean, brothers and sisters? It means the values of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I represent them. What are the values of Allah? He has Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the compassionate, the most merciful, the most tender, the most gentle, the most loving, the most just, right? The most organized, the most creative, the most excellent. All these are values. And when you look at the Quran deeply, you realize that the Quran brings a, when we say the Sharia, it brings a way of life. So when you are doing something excellent, and when you are being creative, and when you are just, and when you are loving, all these are the values of the divine. So when we say we are representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't represent His majesty, of course, not. What we represent is what? His values. To do what? So I understand now, I represent Allah, I represent His values on earth to do what? Whatever I do, brother and sister, is imara. So if I am a scientist, if I am a physicist, if I am a mathematician, if I am a mechanic, if I'm an electrician, whatever I am, I have a role to play, right? But in order for me to play it, when I say Bismillah, what triggers me is the values of Allah. That means I have to be excellent at what I do. I have to be organized. I have to be just. I have to be fair. I have to be compassionate. So this is when I say Bismillah, it triggers that since I am the Khalifatullahi ala al-Ard, I am the representative of Allah on His earth, that means I will use and apply all His great values that we find them in the book, in to do what? In al-imara, in whatever I do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And this is, brothers and sisters, in my humble opinion, this what when I say Bismillah, this what it means. I am invoking God's name, that means I am invoking His values in whatever I do. And brother and sister, this is the epitome of al-ibadah. Because somehow we were led to believe al-ibadah is, at least I was led to believe when I was young, al-ibadah is, that's when I do the five prayers and the zakat and the fasting. And as I grew older, I started realizing, so what happens if I don't have money? I lose two zakat and hajj, right? Yeah. So what happens if I'm sick and I don't have any money? So I lose what? Sawm, zakat and hajj. So what's left for me? Only prayers. So this is what it's all about? Of course not. So ibadah, it is widest meaning is, how do I act on this earth? What is my contribution on this earth according to the values of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is, in my humble opinion and in what I've discovered from the Quran, the epitome of al-ibadah. So brothers and sisters, I think I feel bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I hope it will mean something more fundamental and more powerful to us. I think my time is up, Brother Asim. Okay.
2 minutes.
Oh, he is very generous. I have 2 more minutes. So then I go to Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We all know what Alhamdu means, to praise and to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord and the sustainer and the church and the provider of all the worlds. The only thing is, I want also to elaborate a little bit about Alhamd very quickly. There are three areas when I say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I hope all of us in the month of Ramadan, we immerse ourselves. I praise Allah for what, the first thing is, I love how the scholars, they said, you praise Him for Al-Ijad. That means, I exist. Brothers and sisters, we really need to take time and realize that Allah, the mere fact that you and I are here, this is a gift. We praise Allah for it. And then we praise Him for Al-Imdad. I get up every second, I'm able to live because of the oxygen and because of all the things that Allah provides. Right? And then Al-Irshad, which is I'm praising and I'm thanking to Allah that we are here. There are so many people out there are lost trying to find the God that they can worship, the God that they can believe in. And it's not that easy. It puts a lot of energy, especially nowadays, it's becoming very confusing with the world of information all the way around. And we praise Allah that we've been guided and we have a solid message that is able to guide us and show us the straight path. And this is, we should praise Allah for that. So these are, when I say Alhamdulillah, let's remember these things, inshallah. I think that'll be enough for today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And as I said, this is the month of forgiveness. This is the month of greatness. So let us do our best to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us take on all the changes that we should, so this way we be closer to Him. Wa akhiru alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I'll pass it to Brother Asim.